Moving on to action item number five, report possible discussion on fiscal year 2011 second quarter internal audit report. John Devine. John, how are you?
Just fine, thank you. Morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the board. This report is going to include all the activities that was performed in the second quarter, which is listed up there on the slide. As you can see, it's the status of the fiscal year 2011 audit plan, our quarterly follow-up report we do every quarter, special project review of the fuel card and peak card transaction at Clute, which was requested at the central and lower basin manager regards to the employee that was under investigation, and also the fixed asset audit and a payroll review. Next slide, please. For the 2011 audit plan, as of March 31st, we had 50% of the audits were completed. There's a list of all the audits that have been completed. There was one report that's been drafted and since then has been issued, and that's the purchasing function. That will be presented at the next board meeting. Next slide, please. And then we have 43% of the audit plan that's still has not yet been gone as of March 31st. Next slide, please. For the quarter follow-up summary report that I do every quarter, we only had one audit that had outstanding action plans. There was five outstanding action plans. One's been completed, and there's four that's being implemented. Those are due June 30th, and with the exception of one. One's due December 31st. And speaking with management, they're on pace to have those completed on time. Next slide, please. As I said, this was a special request by the Lower and Central Basin Manager. They had an employee that was under investigation. The objective of the audit or the review was to look at the fee card purchases by this individual and all fuel card transactions. The individual began employment late April, so that's why we began testing it May 1st until January 31st, looking at all fuel card purchases down at Clute, and also all the P-cards purchases by this individual. Next slide, please. After reviewing all these transactions, it was determined that there were three unauthorized transactions for fuel purchases for a total of $98, and all the P-card purchases by this individual were legitimate. The three that purchases that weren't not legitimate for fuel costs, that was discussed with management, and there's been corrective means of detecting such items like that in the future. Next slide, please. And we had conducted a fixed asset audit. The audit objectives were to determine whether movable fixed assets are properly safeguarded and the fixed asset listing is updated in a timely manner. The audit scopes listed below. It was to review the authority's fixed asset listings as of January 19, 2011, and interview the authority's accounting manager and project managers. Next slide. And we did site visits at Possum Kingdom Lake and Lake Limestone, review preliminary results of physical fixed asset inventories that was conducted during January and February 2011, and I reviewed all the vehicles, supporting documentation, titles, and sales receipts. Next slide. The conclusion was back in 2007 and 2009, there were some physical inventories that were conducted, but those adjustments were not made into the fixed asset general ledger due to a disconnect in communication between the previous internal auditor, the accounting manager, and some of the project managers. For the issues and action plans, we've developed two action plans. It's listed in the audit reports. It's developed a policy and procedures for fixed assets and also making any necessary adjustments to the results of the January and February inventory. Is there any questions about this or the previous audit that I spoke about? Yes, sir.
Just one brief question. In the case of the $98 fuel card indiscretion, what corrective action was taken with the employee?
Well, what happened was we have two different types of fuel cards. We've got a fuel card that we use for vehicles, and we got a fuel card that we use for, like, lawnmowers, you know, those type of things. The individual used one of those lawnmower-type fuel cards and made it appear as though that it was a vehicle purchase type of fuel. Now we've had it where they're monitoring the miles per gallon when they look at the those type of purchases. Because sometimes they say, well, they mixed the cards up by accident. Well, now if we look and see if the miles per gallon, there's a change in it, that'll identify.
I understand all of the process and everything. So there was a $98 indiscretion on the part of an employee with doing something he shouldn't have done. It wasn't a huge amount of money, but still it was a wrong thing to do. My question was, how did we handle that with the employee?
Well, this was an HR issue that I didn't involve in. From my understanding, though, that the employee was terminated.
Hire somebody over that, or we just do
it? He was terminated.
Was terminated?
He was terminated for job abandonment.
I see.
In conjunction at the same time with when we conducted the audit. And that's when we found that. He did authorize us to deduct that $98 from his final paycheck. So we were able to reduce that money.
I guess the root of my question was, sometimes there are small indiscretions, sometimes there are large ones. And I'm just wondering what distinctions we typically make. Do we try to, counsel these people, or if they steal $1 from us, are they fired, or, that's what I was getting at.
In this case, it was the $98 was an intentional theft, if you will, and but ultimately he did not return back to work from a leave, and just abandoned.
So it kind of made it easy for us, huh?
Yes, sir.
I see.
Yes, he did.
There were multiple vectors for termination.
Okay. Typically, yeah.
But to add, the tone in this organization, since I've been here, there's no toleration for any inappropriate actions like this.
That was my question.
The tone's been set that if you steal one penny, you won't be working at Brazos River Authority anymore. That's from my observation. Is there any questions about the fixed asset?
Yeah, I got a question. Why do you have a fuel card for your vehicle and a fuel card for your lawnmower, weed eater?
Well,
why?
Well, that has to do with, I believe there's one type that you can get don't have to pay taxes on, another one you do. Is Matt here? Matt, why is it the purpose of having two different types of fuel cards?
Well, as you said, as far as the vehicles, those are required to have, as far as a code, basically, to put in to use it for a vehicle, where the other one, the equipment card, is not. They can use it for basically any type of equipment. So it's basically, and as far as taxes, yes.
And another thing is, too, with you're looking at fuel, You can track and make sure what the miles per gallon is. You're not mixing apples and oranges. You're keeping them separate. You can monitor, make sure that the fuel card for fuel is for vehicles is not being abused.
I'd have an overrun on my car too, probably.
Is there any other questions about this, or the fixed asset, or the previous? And the last one is our quarterly payroll audit. And again, the objective was to determine whether paychecks are accurate, and all the paychecks that were issued were to bona fide employees. And again, the results have been the same as all the previous quarters. All of the paychecks were accurate, the gross paychecks were accurate, and they were issued to all bona fide employees. Does anybody have any other questions in regards to the activity of internal audits during this previous quarter?
Great, John. Thank you very much.
Thank you.